Paul had to go on and write in this same fourth chapter. If you just let your eyes go down to verse 8 and verse 9 and see what he says. He says in his word, he said, finally, my brethren, he said, whatsoever things are true. Amen. See, our mind ought to always be on the truth. He said, whatsoever things are honest. Our minds ought to always be on those things that are honest. Whatsoever things that are just. You see, we ought to be thinking about those things that are just. Whatsoever things, praise God, that are pure. I'm talking about pure things. Whatsoever things are lovely. Praise God. Then he goes on to think, say, whatsoever things are of a good report. Amen. You see, we love negative reports. Amen. But he says those things that are of a good report. And he goes on to say, if there be any virtue. Amen. You know, that word virtue just means some goodness. And he said, if thou be any praise. Amen. You see that? He said, now, if there be any other thing, he said, I want you to think on these things. Amen. Yes.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. Welcome to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville. Dr. Carl Armstead, Sr., pastor. Join our pastor as he preaches and teaches the Word of God.
Amen. Again, we are grateful to God. Let's give our young people a hand. Amen. Amen. Before long, we're going to just keep on praying. We're going to have the choir stand full of young folk singing praises unto the Lord. And they're doing a great job. And we thank God for our minister of music. Amen. Who's working with all of our choirs. Amen. Amen. He spares no pain. To all of our officers and members, we thank God for this day, for this is a day that the Lord has made, and we should all be glad in it. Thank God for Brother Mazik. We see him here today. Amen. The Lord is constantly bringing him this way. Amen. Brother Bates, it's good to see you today. Amen. And to all of you, we are grateful for your presence. I won't be long today. That's been I'm talking a little bit now. But however, I would like to call our attention to the wisdom chapter in the book of Ecclesiastes. If you don't know where it is, you start from Psalms and then you go to Proverbs and then Ecclesiastes. Everybody know what the book of Psalms is, right? And we want to lift, this is nothing you haven't heard. But it's a repeat because you're going to get it this time. In the ninth chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes, and I would like to just slide out verse number 10 to deal with. Ecclesiastes chapter number 9 and verse number 10. And now everybody got to say amen. Anybody still look and say, hold up. Okay, we must be together. Amen. If you found it in this, Solomon is the writer of this wisdom chapter. It says in verse number 10 of the ninth chapter of Ecclesiastes, it says, whatever your hands find to do, do it with your might, for there is no work, a device, a knowledge, of wisdom in the grave where you're going. Whatever your hands find to do, do it with your might, for there is no work, a device, a knowledge, a wisdom in the grave where I'm going to do it like where we're going. Amen. The grass withers and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Our subject this morning is do the right thing. That's our subject this morning. Do the right thing. And let me begin by saying that our title, this subject this morning, comes from a Spike Lee movie entitled Do the Right Thing. And in this movie, the neighborhood drunk called the mayor, played by the late Arthur David, who always referred to everybody as doctor, one day counseled the character Mookie, who was played by Spike Lee, with these words. He said, "Doctor, whatever you do, do the right thing." And that's my subject this morning, do the right thing. Because we are living in a time when wrong is being paraded as right, and everybody is doing whatever they please as if there was no such thing as right and wrong. But I believe perhaps that the mayor in that movie must have been reading some of Solomon's, our author of our text, some of his wisdom literature, because his advice to Mookie actually echoes the words of our text that says, whatever your hands find to do, he said, do it with all your might. Why is this? He says, because there is no work or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you're going. And one thing about it, every one of us will one day die. But now when Solomon says that the dead know nothing and that there is no work and no planning or knowledge or wisdom after death, now he's not contrasting this life with the afterlife, but he's contrasting life with death. In other words, he's saying that after we die, we can't change what we have done or what we have not done, because it will be too late. And moreover, 1,000 years later, after Ecclesiastes was written, Apostle Paul writes a letter to the Colossians in Colossians chapter 3 and 23, offering some striking and similar advice to the Colossian Christians. When he said to them, whatever your task, he said, work heartily or work willingly as to the Lord and not men. And so the text says, whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might. But now, the key here, as long as what you're doing is right, that's when you do it with all your might. And so as we consider our text, talking from the subject, do the right thing, allow me to lift about four principles in our hearing, and I'm going to let you alone. Well, the first thing I want to lift is the fact that our lives are overflowing with opportunity. Note, if you will, that the text says in verse 10, it begins with the word whatever, which in essence says to you and me that we must do the right thing with the opportunities that lie before us, because I need to tell us that opportunities come and opportunities also go. And so let me ask you, have you ever stopped and taken inventory of the many opportunities that come your way and every day? Because every day provides some brand new opportunities. Now, you may not realize it, but every day you and I wake up to is overflowing with positive possibilities, because every moment of the day is laboring to give birth to unborn possibilities as well as potentialities. And that's why every true believer, both young and old, should be looking for opportunities to be productive, and whatever comes our way that is right, because doing the right thing involves seizing the opportunities that come our way so that we can become productive in life. Because many times these opportunities are not planned, and they will be missed if we don't seize the moment and grab them. But let me focus on our young folks for a moment, because I need to tell you that you are presented daily with excellent opportunities to do the right thing. Well, first, you can begin by doing the right thing at home, by bettering your relationship with your parents and as well as your brothers and sisters. For the Bible says in Colossians 3:20, It says, children, obey your parents. And let me take the S off. If you don't have parents, obey your parent in all things. For this is well-pleasing to the Lord. And not only that, you can utilize recreation to develop your mind and body to become a leader among your peers. Young people, you need to do the right thing. You need to do the right thing at school and work hard to build for your future, which now has some unlimited possibilities. Because today, one dream that used to be an impossible dream have actually become a reality. Because right now, a black man by the name of Barack Obama is the president of the United States of America. All because he prepared himself early in life by getting a good education. And guess what? He was raised by his grandparents because his father deserted him and his mother died. He was on welfare for a time. But now he could have done like many of our young black kids, especially a lot of our young black males who are in prison today, who have given up on life and began to doing wrong things instead of right things. And then they make the excuses that the reason they are the way they are is because they didn't have a daddy in the house. They were poor and on welfare and the like. But instead of making excuses, such things as this and not having a daddy in the house and being poor should motivate you to become all that you can be so that one day when you have children, yes, Lord, you will give them a better life and you will be there for them. Even though maybe your daddy wasn't there for you, you'll be there for your children. And so, young people, do the right thing by getting as much training and education as possible. And then in church, instead of talking and playing around and not paying attention to what's going on and what's being said, I need to tell you that you too can be inspired by the worship service as you participate and not spectate, and by being instructed as you listen to the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God. And so whatever you do, do the right thing. And remember that every day you and I wake up to is overflowing with opportunities. Secondly, you need to recognize that doing the right thing involves ability. Note the text says, whatever your hands find to do. Now notice it doesn't say whatever your parents' hands or your friends' hands or your neighbor's hands, but it says whatever your hands find to do. But note though also the word to do is an important Hebrew verb which is used by the wisdom writer in the text, and it's meaning some of the following. It means to work, to labor, to make, to create, to construct, to build, to accomplish, or to fulfill. And so notice, if you will, that there is nothing negative in this definition. And therefore, doing the right thing means doing that which is positive, doing that which is right. But let me share a little secret with us, especially those who feel that their backs are up against the wall, and that is, every opportunity God presents before us is always within our ability. In other words, if he gives spiritual gifts according to our abilities, surely the same goes for the opportunities that he directs in our way. And I'm reminded of a song sung by the late Roberta Martin, who echoed these words by saying, though the load get heavy, you're never left alone to bear it all. She said, ask for strength and keep on toiling. Though the teardrops fall, you have the joy and assurance that the Heavenly Father always answers prayer, and he knows just how much you can bear. Bottom line, with every God-given opportunity is God-given ability. But now the problem often arises when you and I allow ourselves to become mismatched with opportunities that doesn't have our names on them. Because doing the right thing involves coupling our ability with life's opportunities that come your way. And so the text says, whatever your hands find to do. Notice it doesn't say, again, your parents' hands, your friends' hands, your neighbor's hands, but whatever your hands find to do. Amen. Do it with all your might, because doing the right thing involves ability.
It is our hope that you were blessed by Pastor's message. Join us at our regular service weekly at 808.